Are we overtly or covertly telling our daughters that thin, nice, and modest are prerequisites for worthiness? Are we teaching our girls to respect boys as tender and loving beings? Are we sending messages to our sons that we expect them to be emotionally stoic, to put money and status first, and to be aggressive? Are we teaching our sons to respect women and girls as smart and capable people, not objects? Perfectionism is another fount of prerequisites. In a dozen years of studying worthiness, I'm convinced that perfectionism is actually contagious. If we struggle with being, living, and looking absolutely perfect, we might as well line our children up and slip those little perfection straitjackets right over their heads. Just as a reminder from Chapter 4, perfectionism is not teaching them how to strive for excellence or be their best selves. Perfectionism is teaching them to value what other people think over what they think or how they feel. It's teaching them to perform, please, and prove. Unfortunately, I have many examples from my own life. For instance, when Ellen got her first tardy at school, she immediately broke down crying. She was so upset about breaking the rules and upsetting her teacher or the principal that she just fell apart. We kept telling her that it wasn't a big deal and that everyone is late sometimes until she felt better. That evening, we celebrated surviving our first tardy with a little tardy party after dinner. She finally agreed that it wasn't a big deal and that other people probably didn't judge her for being human. Fast forward 4 days to Sunday morning. We are running late for church, and I'm in tears. Why can't we ever get out of here on time? We're going to be late. Ellen looked up at me and earnestly asked, "Dad and Charlie will be here in 1 minute. Are we missing something important?" Without hesitating, I said, "No, I just hate walking in late and sneaking down the aisle. It's the 9 o'clock service, not the 9:05 service." She looked confused for a second, then grinned as she said, "It's not a big deal. Everyone's late sometimes, remember? I'll throw a tardy party for you when we get home." Sometimes, prerequisites and perfectionism are handed down in very subtle ways. One of the very best pieces of parenting advice that I ever received was from the writer Toni Morrison. It was May of 2000, and Ellen was just shy of her first birthday. Ms. Morrison was on Oprah talking about her book, The Bluest Eye. Oprah said, "Toni says a beautiful thing about the messages that we get about who we are when a child first walks into a room." And she asked Ms. Morrison to talk about it.